Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Shoot, man, he's a physical player. He plays hard. Love his versatility, man. I mean, he came in as an interior guy. I think that, you know, his ability to really kick out on the edge and continue to hold his power and show his athleticism is a testament to his hard work. Yeah, I think he's close, man. He's looking good. We've been throwing him out there. He's picking up the playbook. This is kind of a totally different system for him. He's kind of been more in the 4-3 up the field type defenses recently. It's the mindset approach that, you know, no matter what goes on, it's to move on to the next play. And I love the mindset that our guys have right now. They took ownership of that. They're going out there playing the play, then moving on to the next play. We've had teams move the ball into the red zone. We've been able to get teams off the field in the red zone, whether hold them to field goals or get takeaways.
It's always a number of factors. I think we've continued to do it better. I think we've worked on getting the ball out. I think our coaches have worked awfully hard at making sure we have built-in places to go with the ball. And Lamar's worked awfully hard at understanding concepts that we run.
That's Todd Monken, Ravens offensive coordinator, yesterday meeting with the media, talking about the blitz that Brian Flores and the Minnesota Vikings are expected to unleash on his offense coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. But he talked about Lamar Jackson and his brilliance against the blitz. And we hearken back, and I'm using hearken as a word, like it's Little House on the Prairie. We're going to hearken back to 2021 on a Thursday night down in Florida when Brian Flores was with the Dolphins, and they went to the blitz. And Lamar was, you know, discombobulated, got sacked, was throwing helmets, completed only 60% of his passes, et cetera, et cetera. But it was a game in which he did not seem comfortable. And was that the blueprint to slow down Lamar Jackson? As we know, in 2021, Lamar wound up getting hurt, and the Ravens missed the playoffs. But we're 4 years later, and John Harbaugh talked about it earlier in the week, and we'll revisit all of the commentary coming out of one winning drive. I'm preferring to talk about what's more current than what happened 4 years ago, even though Brian Flores is now the DC in Minnesota. But Lamar Jackson's quarterback rating against the blitz is 136.5, basically. The blitz doesn't bother him. And he's got 8 years in the league. He's become acclimated to situations that are designed to stop him, because he can be an unstoppable force. I mean, he just came back from missing 2 weeks and won AFC Offensive Player of the Week by throwing 4 touchdowns against the Dolphins. Now, granted, it's the Dolphins, but he handled them accordingly. You never apologize for clobbering a team you're supposed to clobber. And he did it. So Brian Flores creating these schemes that can make life miserable for Lamar, I'm not overly concerned with it. And we go back to Nolan getting here in a second. The offensive line. Well, you're worried about that. And rightfully so. I mean, Lamar's been sacked 17 times and he missed 2 games. So that's always an area of concern. Whether or not he's going to have time to be creative and improvise and adapt. But to me, the big worry Sunday, not Brian Flores and the blitz and what they can do to maybe slow down Derrick Henry or take away Zay Flowers or the 3 tight, whatever. My concern goes back to the defense. And we heard Zach Orr. Looks like Draymond Jones going to be ready to rock and roll. Carl Lawson's been around for a couple of weeks. Could see him. John Harbaugh basically said, we're going to see Carl Lawson Sunday against Minnesota. By the way, we talk about the Ravens and their offensive line inability to go protect the quarterback. Their quarterbacks have been sacked 33 times. J.J. McCarthy's played three games and been sacked 14 times. I'm more concerned with the Ravens' defense stopping. Well, Aaron Jones has been banged up. Came back, then got hurt. Justin Jefferson's going to be a tall order. Jordan Addison's a really good wide receiver. Hockenson's a good tight end. Mason can run the football. I'm more worried about the Ravens' defense. Now, if they could take advantage of a porous Minnesota offensive line, this could be cakewalk city. Ravens are still 4.5-point favorites. This spread's been strong all week long. Ravens injury report is nothing. There's nothing to report. Everybody's there, which is great news. Vikings coming off a win at Detroit, which they should be applauded for. So they're trying to get back into the mix. But Nolan McGraw, as we look at the Ravens against Minnesota, are you more worried about Brian Flores creating schemes that make Lamar miserable from 1-4 on Sunday? Are you more worried about Zach Orr's defense containing what could be an explosive Minnesota offense, because they've got the personnel to be explosive, even though their offensive line might be worse than Baltimore's for whatever reason?
I think I still might be more worried about what Flores and the Vikings defense has cooking up. Not so much of how it's going to mess with Lamar. I trust Lamar. I mean, he's shown himself to be able to handle anything at this point in his career. You know, we keep talking about the Miami game. You know, it was 3-4 years ago. You know, he's not even close to the same quarterback he was then. I mean, he is truly a complete quarterback, truly elite. But to your point, I think when I look at that Vikings offense, the weapons, sure, they scare you. But McCarthy, the more I think about it, it doesn't really bother me one bit. Okay. And it's not the inexperience thing. It's just, I don't know. I mean, even going back to him at Michigan, I start to think about how we viewed him coming out and what's the one thing that everyone said about him. Like, what's the one top thing that the top of the list, the top great thing about J.J. McCarthy when he coming out? Well, he just wins. That drives me nuts, man. Anytime we talk about a player coming out of college, especially a quarterback, and everyone wants to prop him up, and the biggest compliment you can give the guy is that he wins. He's not that good. I'm sorry. And McCarthy, the jury is still very much out. Only 3-4 starts into his career. Can't make a determination. But if you're pointing to a guy and says his greatest strength is he just wins, a team accomplishment, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm just not on board with it. They didn't even ask him to throw at Michigan. They ran with Blake Corum. They ran
game manager. Their defense
was great.
Sure.
And look, he got drafted for a reason. You know, he's shown himself capable. It's not like he's just
got a big arm.
He's not automatically going to go to be a backup. You know, he could be a capable starter. But at this point in his career, this little experience, Ravens defense at full strength, it just doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. Like, I'm expecting the Ravens defense to come away with at least one turnover this weekend.
I hope.
I expect them to get after him at least 3 sacks. Yeah, I'm going to put it out there. Draymond Jones getting at least one of them. So that's where I'm at. You know, and the concerns with the Vikings defense, again, and what Flores has cooking up, less about Lamar, more about who's protecting Lamar. Because as we've seen so far this year, Lamar, as capable as he is handling the blitz, is being brought down way too much. And to me, you just watch this O-line week after week, it can't be trusted.
Yep, Lamar's played 5 games, been sacked 17 times. So that's unacceptable for one of the most elusive quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. What, 7 in 1 game against Detroit? But still, that's a pretty hefty number. Now, how much has the offensive line improved? When will we see Emory Jones? We're going to hear from Todd Monken talking about that third-round draft pick out of LSU. But I think it goes to show you, Nolan's state of the O-line, where Emory Jones, third-round pick, not like Jonathan Ogden, fourth overall pick, who's coming back from an injury, third-round pick. Versatile guy, could bounce up and down the line, apparently, but are things that dire on the O-line where we're looking at Emory Jones as a possible savior outside of Ronnie Stanley right now.
But see, the problem there is, like a couple weeks ago when it looked like the Ravens season was going to crumble, you know, shortly, and then they would be playing for nothing down the stretch, you know, we started talking about Emory Jones. Well, okay, he's going to get a legit shot to play in the second half of the season. The Ravens won't have anything to play for. Low stakes, get him out there, see what you have. And you could even test him out at multiple positions, guard and tackle, just to know heading into 2026. But now you're playing for something. I don't know if I want him out there. You know, no training camp, no build up through the summer. I mean, how much are you really getting prepped throughout the week? I think Todd Monken even talked about it yesterday. I mean, what, one padded practice a week, two? Sure. I mean, that's just not enough to get a guy ready for real game NFL action. So to throw him out, like if someone gets injured, obviously he's going to be thrown into the fire and we'll see how he does. But just to test something out, if we're making a change on the O-line, I'm still going to agree with what Vinny's been harping on. Corey Bullock's first up in as a sixth man to come in and replace somebody. I don't know if Emory Jones is quite there.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's off today. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, we got you covered for the next 3 hours and 15 minutes or so. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up in a matter of minutes. Ravens 4.5-point favorites. Can they be 5-5 by the time the Jets come to town the Sunday before Thanksgiving? They probably better be 5-5. By the time they get to the Jets, because you have Cincinnati on a short week. Ravens are going to be favored in every game they play as long as Lamar Jackson is the quarterback, maybe up until Green Bay coming up late in December at Lambeau Field. But boy, we got plenty of time to get into that. But Ravens were 1-5. They won two in a row, did it within the confines of 5 days. They haven't played in over a week. I don't think rust should be an issue. Injuries certainly don't appear to be a problem. Eric DaCosta's made a couple of moves to bolster the defense. So could we see the Ravens get ready to make a run? Denver won last night, for instance. We'll talk about it more during the whip. 10-7. They won 7 in a row. They're 8-2. They have the best record in football. But can there be a more unimpressive 8-2? They have a legit championship defense. But their offense is dreadful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And they put up 10 on the Raiders last night. Bo Nix can't get it done. The penalties and all sorts of other problems, turnovers are costing them, but they're still finding ways to win. Point is, they're 8-2, but, you know, the Ravens play them on a neutral site. Wouldn't you take the Ravens in that game? But let's not get way too ahead of ourselves. So 5-5, will they be 5-5? Do they need to be 5-5 heading into that Jets game, as you got Cleveland next week and then Minnesota coming up on Sunday? Tonight, College Hoops, you can hear it on The Fan as Maryland takes on Georgetown, renewing a rivalry that hasn't taken place in 9 years, going back to Mello Trimble and Jake Layman and all these guys. And it's funny, because one of the advantages, Nolan, being an old geezer, like in the 70s, Maryland Georgetown used to play almost like Lefty was doing John Thompson a solid, as John Thompson was building, which would become a powerhouse. And they played mainly at Coldfield House. Maryland would win most of the time. Then once you got to late 70s, Georgetown started winning. And Lefty was like, screw this. And then John Thompson's starting to recruit guys from Baltimore. Wingate, Reggie Williams, among others, Barry Jones. And I left, he's like, nah, enough. And then they stopped playing after 1980 when Georgetown beat him at Philly. And I was pro Georgetown till the Sweet 16 of 1980 up at the Spectrum. And then I hated Georgetown from there on out. Don't hate them anymore. And then they didn't play again for 13 years till they played at the Cap Center. Joe Smith's first game, Dwayne Simpkins, now the head coach at AU, the floater in the lane in overtime. Then they didn't play again until the Sweet 16 in 2001. Maryland on their way to the Final Four beat them. Then they didn't play again until 9 years ago. So this is a rivalry that kind of should happen. I think Maryland should be playing Towson every year, by the way, but that's another story for another day. But tonight, Georgetown 1-0. They spank Kentucky in one of them super secret scrimmages. So Ed Cooley might have things percolating. Georgetown's recruiting well for the next couple of years. It's going to be an interesting game. Nolan McGraw here on The Fan. We'll talk to Keith about it. But you're all about Maryland hoops. Maryland football, not so much.
Right, right. Well, no, it's good. It's great for the history, obviously. I mean, look, when you look at the recent history, it is kind of astonishing that it's only been, what, four times in the last 20 years? And how many of those have actually been scheduled? You know, one of those, I think they met in the tournament. So
yeah, 2001.
Yeah, yeah. So it should be a yearly occurrence. And you just hope that, all right, Buzz coming in, Cooley over there, let's work it out. I mean, make it a yearly thing. It really should only benefit both schools.
And should it be a home and home? For instance, Xfinity tonight, then down at Capital One.
Next year.
Or Georgetown, or maybe find, you know, Baltimore is a nice happy medium or somewhere like that.
I mean, I think the coaches are probably, or the schools themselves are more receptive to the home and home.
Yeah.
That way everyone's getting out with something.
I got you. Yeah. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. But that's happening tonight. We'll talk about that. Maryland football tomorrow, Rutgers. You got the Orioles. We're going to get into Nolan's wish list for the bullpen. And a very attractive name became available yesterday. We'll get into that and more. But Ravens, take it on the Vikings. It's Bob Haney. It's Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off today. It's Featured Artist Friday. Who we jamming to? You'll find out next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.